to the United States, and the ongoing US government shutdown is about to affect more than 41 million Americans. The US Department of Agriculture has posted a notice on its website saying that federal food aid will not go out from November the 1st. Some food banks are now worried this will lead to pandemic levels of need. Jill Nixon is the executive director of the Food Depot, a food bank that covers 9 counties in New Mexico, and she's the president of the New Mexico Association of Food Banks. Jill, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you so much for having us. What an honor.
How significant is this development for those people who are in need of food support in your part of the US?
It's something that we've never seen before. There are absolutely so many people, like you said, over 47 million Americans who are on food stamps, who receive SNAP benefits. There are more than 31,000 households in our tiny service area. And those are folks who are really counting on that money to buy groceries with in the coming weeks. And we've never seen a crisis of this magnitude in terms of impacting people who are already food insecure.
And Jill, how do these food stamps work? How does the program work?
The program is administered by each state with the money flowing in from the federal government. Most folks have a debit card of sorts. We call it an EBT card. And those benefits are loaded at different intervals throughout the month, typically with the first allocation coming at the beginning of the month, which is why November 1st is so significant. And then they use that card, just like a debit card, at the grocery store to buy goods that are approved to be purchased using those funds.
And who's eligible for this kind of program?
Most folks are eligible according to what percent of the federal poverty level their income falls within. Those levels are different state by state. The federal poverty level is set based on the number of individuals in a given household. And then each state sets its guideline for what percent of the federal poverty level establishes the threshold for benefits within their individual state. In New Mexico, folks are eligible if they make below 200% of the federal poverty level, which in most cases, you know, for an individual, a family of four, would be an income of, you know, $64,000.
So what are your concerns about what this change will mean, especially for food banks in your part of the U.S.?
I think it's really important to understand that many people who get SNAP benefits, food stamps, are also relying on the charitable food system, the food bank network, for a different part of their food budget, if you will. So most people are using money that they earn by working, and then they are using their food stamp benefits when they qualify. And then usually both of those sources of money run out before the end of the month. And oftentimes people are leaning into the food security system like food banks for a little bit of extra help with getting groceries by the end of the month. What we are deeply concerned about, at least here in New Mexico, the average household is receiving about $300 per month from the food stamps program. And if that money evaporates, is not part of the equation, we know that folks will look directly to the food bank system to try to help support their need. But for every one meal food banks provide, the SNAP program, food stamps, provide 9.
So how are you preparing for this expected surge in demand for the food banks in New Mexico?
Well, certainly the Food Depot, as well as the other food banks that are within the association in New Mexico, like most other food banks across the country right now, are scaling up our acquisition. We're purchasing in bulk, truckloads of food at a time. We're mobilizing our volunteer base to repackage bulk food. We're building boxes of shelf-stable staple foods, and we're planning for emergency-level distributions. Those will typically be large scale, held in large public areas as a drive-through format to move them as long as efficiently as possible.
Mm-hmm. There's often a lot of political debate about these government shutdowns, but is there an understanding about what this might mean for many millions of vulnerable Americans, Jill?
I certainly hope so. I think at the end of the day, I want to believe that We live in a world where we acknowledge that access to nutritious and adequate food is a human right, and that we can all agree that children and our elders and people with disabilities who are the primary users of the SNAP program ought not go hungry, and that we can all come together around that particular issue. So I certainly hope that that takes center stage and that we can come to good compromises and good agreements that make sure that all people in our country get fed.
What sort of a light does this shine on the inequality in the United States and the number of people who would go hungry without assistance?
I think that that's always worth looking at. Food banks are happy to stand where we do and to serve and try to uplift people when their budget and food stamps aren't enough. But it is really important to acknowledge that we do have a cost of living crisis in the United States. We do have folks that are working very hard, often more than 40 hours a week, trying to make ends meet. And they're just not able to keep up even in ordinary times. And that's reflected in the volume of people that are receiving SNAP benefits, that we can have a lot of people that are working so, so hard, and they're still relying on the SNAP program to help feed their families.
Jill Dixon, thank you very much for being my guest this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Jill Dixon is the executive director of the Food Depot in New Mexico, a series of food banks. They're bracing for a possible shortfall of food aid